Bella Fleck and Abigail Washburn.
Thank you. How did you make that sound with your banjo, Abigail?
It's called feedback, Fleck.
Master feedback.
How are you guys doing? You guys look really good to us up here. See very beautiful faces. Can you tell I just had a baby? We've got a little 4-month-old baby sitting. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah, I wonder what he's going to be when he grows up, too. Probably be a football player or something. All right, well, when we had him May 19th, and we thought, we were really excited. We took maternity leave for the summer, both of us. And we were like, oh, this is going to be great. We're gonna write a lot of music and stuff. I guess a few of you have had babies.
So we'd like to play the one song we were able to write this whole summer. An instrumental number. A doctor came at the show the other day and said we should call it C-section, and even because it's in the key of C, but we think that's just a terrible, terrible idea for a song title.
I think it's the first time I ever looked somebody in the face and I said, that's a terrible idea.
Moving on. Thank you.
question is, what do we name it? We don't actually have a name yet. But I highly recommend you don't suggest a certain name. Just call it Happy. All right. Think about it. We'll take that into consideration. So I got to, I'm really excited that Mavis Staples is at this festival. Anybody else? And the first time the only time I got to meet Mavis Staples, I was sitting in a room, we were both getting makeup on for a certain thing that was going on, a TV thing, and we just, we started talking, and she said, her husband came into the room, that's the thing, and if you see her later tonight, she's probably going to have him escort her onto stage and off of stage. He's the perfect gentleman. And so, he had escorted her into this room where she was getting her makeup on, and sat her down and left, and I said, "Is that your husband?" And she said, "Yes, it is." And I'm like, "Wow, he seems really nice." And she said, "Yes, he is." She said, "You married?" I said, "Well, yeah, I am, actually." And Bela was across the room, and I pointed to him, and she looked at me and she said, "He looks like a fine first husband."
Now you tell me. Okay. Well, I don't know what to say about that. Except let's play some more music.
All right. This is written by Lily Mae Lidford of the Coon Creek Girls out of Kentucky in the 1930s. It's called Banjo Pick a Girl.
Thank you. such a dick and girl.
Do you guys, anybody a fan of Bluegrass Revival? Yeah. So that was a big part of Bill's musical life. And I think it's been since then that he's decided to lend his voice to the stage.
Oh yeah, I stopped singing. Yeah, for good reason. Yeah, maybe take this one way down. This is taking off. Sorry, we got some feedbacks up here. Anyway, we got the big bands are coming out. The cello banjo. Oh yeah, I said it was big. Abby's got a beautiful album out called City of Refuge. We're playing some tunes from that. And what's that? It's out front, yeah. We're gonna try it anyway. You want that sock back?
Do I want that sock back? This is a good story. So he said, I don't know how good of a story it is actually, but here's the sock.
She stole my sock.
This is his favorite running sock. And we were on stage one time and we were getting a lot of feedback and I said, Flick, take off your shoe, give me your sock. And so I've had his favorite running
sock. She stuck it inside the banjo. She stuck it, sticks it in there and stops it from ringing a little bit. But the problem is I have to run on 1 foot now. I alternate, yeah. Run one step. I'll take less of that.
Dreams, I'll swim all across. We're going to go to China. I learned this in 1996 from Old Lady Wong. It's called Kangding Qingbo. It's a traditional song in Western China called the Love Song of Kangding. It's all about a boy and a girl finding each other. And then there's a baby at the end. Oh, I love babies.
We can mute this one up here. Yes, back to China.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so here we go. And in the beginning, there's a guy riding up a horse up a mountain, and he goes to the top of the mountain. He looks down on the town of Kangding, and he loves his town. He thinks, I love my town. And on his way down, he stops at a river, and he sees a girl washing clothes, and that's the beginning. And he falls in love, and they have babies. And it's every time I sing the refrain, Yue Liang Wan Wan, that means that under the moonlight, the human race continues.
Thank you.
Sounds like that, like this.
That's some armpit hair. Bela just came out with a record about 3 weeks ago called The Imposter. And if you haven't heard it, you need to hear it. He wrote a banjo concerto for banjo with full symphony orchestra and an incredible quintet piece with an incredible quartet from New York called Brooklyn Rider. And he's going to play some of the melodic themes and whatever else he wants, because, I don't know, I think he's the best banjo player in the world. Please make him welcome Bela Fleck.
Yeah, I'm a pretty good banjo player for a first husband.
Thank you.
I'm going to get into some more music from Abigail's City of Refuge CD, which is wonderful.
Hey, thanks, honey.
Sure, sweetie.
When I was saying Bayless is the greatest banjo player in the world, it reminded me of a story of us driving down Franklin Road to go visit. We were driving down Franklin Road, we were in a hurry, anyway. And we get pulled over by the cops, and Bayless behind the wheel. And a cop comes up to the window, Bayless rolls it down, and says, you were speeding. So he took Bayless' license and registration, went back to his cop car, and we sat there for a long time, a really long time. We were super late now for whatever we were already late for. And the cop comes back into the window after a long time. Bayless rolls down the window. He looks Bayless in the eye and he says, "Now I want you to tell me who is the greatest banjo player in the world." Bayless looks him in the eye and he says, "Earl Scruggs." Cop looks at him back and he says, "That's right. Drive slower next time."
It really happens.
Thank you.
Darkness fall, the sky shine black. Let the animals out, let the plague come back. Set rock me in the morning, burn my body out. Till the light comes true, till you gotta shout. Who passed away this last year, we want to honor our musical heroes, Earl, and especially Doc Watson, with this next one. We got to honor the Roots music heroes here at this Roots and Blues Barbecue Fest. So this is an old song that Doc sang. It was an old Primitive Baptist Sacred Harp song, if that means anything to any of you. Just sung up in the mountains of Appalachia, and it's called Am I Born to Die, and I learned it after going to his funeral in Deep Gap, North Carolina this spring. Amen. Of Jesus.
Hear it ring,
Perfect. So. I'm still trying to figure out where babies come from. So just
oh, poor Fleck.
Well, we're getting close to the end of this thing, huh?
We are. So we're going to...
What a lovely day to be outside playing music. And before we go, I want to see you show your skills on the banjo a little bit.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Well, I don't usually play solos. I'm more of an old-time musician. Do you guys, are you guys hip? You sound like you are hip to the difference between old-time and bluegrass music. Well, if you aren't, in old-time music, there pretty much is no soloing. It's just like one simple tune over and over and over again. It's super trance-like, and you just get all tranced out. It's really sweet. And then in bluegrass, it's a bunch of dudes that are showing off.
That's where the egotists hang out, the bluegrass bands.
So Bela said if I was going to play one of his tunes, which is what we're going to do next, it's called New South Africa, but I had to learn how to solo for it. So I find that incredibly intimidating and even angering, but you do things in marriage you never thought you'd do, so I'm going to try and take a really shitty solo, okay?
I take the garbage out sometimes.
All right, here we go. This is called New South Africa. did you need that? Can you guys hear this banjo? You can? Okay, in the front row, they're like, totally, we can hear it. Sounds great.
Thank you.
Since we had a little boy, and he's so cute. He's cute. Oh my God, baby! Oh, you're so cute. God, sorry, didn't mean to point you out. This is a song. This is my grandma's favorite song, and Grandma June, and we named our baby boy after her. His name is Juno, and this is called "His Eyes on the Sparrow."
I'd also like to thank everybody for being such a great audience.
It's like you really do make a fine first husband. Oh, Mavis. Thank you.
Thank you.